皆さん、今日は私の証の日です、もう正直今すぐ隣にいるジョエルさんにもう全てを放り投げて逃げ出したいくらいなんですけれども、神様がねそれをお許しにならなかったので、なかなかここに従って立っているわけです。
Today is my opportunity to share with all of you testimony, and to be totally honest, I'd love to just let Joel do all of it, and I'll just go hide somewhere, but that's not what God seems to want for me today, so I'm going to respond obediently in this moment and share this testimony.
今から私がお話することは、神様との、私の歩みの話です。神様に感謝の日です。皆さんに最初から申し上げますと、
自分は罪人で、私の目には何の誉れもありません。ただ神様がしてくださったことにのみ栄光があります。神様の前で何一つ楽しくあれない私に対し、神様はどんなことをしてくださったのか、そのことに注目して聞いていただけたらと思います。
I'm going to share the faith journey that I have been on with God, that I've been taking with God.And I want to say this from the start, that I am a sinner who deserves no praise, but who desperately wants God to receive the glory for what he is doing. You need to hear about what God has done for me, even though that I have continuously failed him. So if you can focus on his character and God's work, then I have achieved what I hope to do through this testimony.
さて、証を始める前にですね、皆さんに私の昔の話を一つご紹介します。
To begin with, let me start with an illustration of a story from my own childhood.
自分がまだ小さい子供だった時のお話です。母親と一緒にお誕生日会用のお寿司を買いに行きました。お祝い用の、そして大人数で食べるような大きなお寿司ですね。絶対落としちゃいけないやつ。
It was when I was still a small child, and I accompanied my mother to go buy some sushi for a birthday party. It was special, high quality sushi, and it was for celebrations, you know, for feeding many people. So obviously it's something that has to be carried with the utmost care.
当時母親もきっと悪い予感がしていたことでしょう。私が持ちたいと言い出しました。止める母親をよそにですね、一生懸命運ぼうとします。そして3秒後に落とすわけですね。目の前で大切なお寿司が見事にひっくり返っているわけです。
I'm pretty sure that my mother could see the potential disaster that was just waiting to happen, and as I explained that I wanted to be the one to carry that sushiAnd I was determined to do it, ignoring my mother's attempts to try and stop me from doing so. Within 3 seconds, I dropped it. And right before my eyes was an upside-down container full of what had been perfectly beautiful sushi for that celebration.
母親に任せておけばお寿司は守られました。でも自分で持ちたかったんですね。持てると思ったからです。
Had I let my mother do it, everything would have been okay. But I wanted and insisted that I could be the one to do it myself. I was so convinced that I could accomplish it.
幸いそのお寿司はなんとか食べられる状態だったので、そーっと戻して事なきを得ます。しかし私の気持ちはブルーなままですね、落ち込みます。今でも覚えてるぐらいですからね。
Thankfully all of the sushi was still edible, so we avoided complete disaster, but I felt completely horrible and incredibly sad. In fact, I still remember even now how vividly, how bad I felt that that had happened all through the whole celebration.
さて、大人になった今、このお寿司が自分の人生だったとしたらどうでしょうか。お寿司よりもはるかに大切な自分の人生を誰に持ってもらえばいいでしょうか。今日は皆さんに私が経験した委ねるということについて証をしたいと思います。
So what if I likened that sushi to my own life now as an adult? Since life is eminently more valuable than sushi, who is it that should carry my life and direct it? And with that question, I want to testify with all of you today about what I'm experiencing and learning about entrusting and depending.
はじめに私とはどんな人物なのか簡単にご紹介いたします。まず性格。
So first, a little bit about me as a person, starting with my personality.
私の性格を3つの言葉で表すとしたら、真面目、慎重、臆病が上がります。真面目な優等生、ルールや規則に反することは基本従いません。物事を考えるときには非常に時間をかけます。衝動的なことはめったにしない方です。自分を取り巻く環境が変化することもあまり得意ではありません。何かを得るためよりも何かを守ることの方にエネルギーを使います。
If I describe myself in three words, it would be serious, cautious, and fearful. I excel at being serious. I basically don't want to go against any rules or procedures. I take a long time to consider things before acting.I am very rarely impulsive. I wouldn't say that I face changing situations or environments with very much ease and focus more energy on protecting and caring for something rather than on achieving something new or different.
次に仕事。私は保育士の仕事をしています。小学生の頃からなりたかった仕事です。長く働けるように地元の公務員採用試験を受けて将来安定終身雇用の公立の保育所に就職しました。
Secondly, a little bit about my work. I'm a nursery school teacher, which is what I've always wanted to be ever since I was an elementary school student. To ensure job security and a much desired stable futureI took the exam for the city civil servant employee. I passed it with flying colors and was offered a tenured position until retirement.
保育士としての私はいつも疲れていました。心も体もいつもギリギリです。楽な仕事なんてないし、忙しくて当然だし、大変で当然と思い頑張ります。毎日がどんなに忙しくても、たとえどんなに理不尽な目にあったとしても、毎日毎日必死に目の前のことをこなします。病院に行く回数も増えて、気づけば体もボロボロになり、何の喜びもありません。そんな生活を続けます。
The nursery school teacher, my mind and my body are pushed to the limit.And I'm exhausted at the end of every day. I just try to survive. I knew going into this job that it's not easy and that it's always busy, but I'm just determined to give it my best. I have tried desperately to meet every immediate need in front of me, no matter what, nor how unreasonable it would be to try to accomplish it, or no matter how busy I am. But I also noticed that I started going to the hospital more often.That I was increasingly having more health issues, and that I felt absent, completely absent of joy. Yet I persisted in that way of living.
なぜそうしたのか。私にとって仕事は自分のすべてだったからですね。他のどんなものよりも優先順位が上でした。神様よりもです。私は何に一生懸命だったか。頑張ってる自分を評価してほしかったんですね。認められたかった。
Why did I keep persisting? I think it's because my job was really all about me, sourced in me. It had the highest priority above everything else, even higher than God, I would say. But why was I trying so hard? Honestly, because I wanted to be valued for what I accomplished.I wanted to be recognized.
しかし、ある頃からこんな生活を疑い始めるようになります。本当にこれでいいのか。神様は本当にこの生活を私に望んでおられるのだろうか。神様は私に何をしてほしいんだろう。こうして、だいたい3年ほど前から仕事や自分への飯について神様に祈るようになります。
But at some point I began to doubt this kind of life, to really question it. Is this really all right? Is this really what God desires for me and for my life? What is it that really God hopes for and desires for me?And about 3 years ago, I began this journey and began praying to God, seeking what His calling is, more specifically for me.
そんな中、2021年がスタートします。21年の年間テーマはスライブでしたね。神様のビジョンを探し求め、イエスの召しに応え、信仰によって聖霊と共に大胆に一歩を踏み出すという内容でした。このテーマを1年間学んでいく中で、神様が共通して私に語られたことは、自分自身を明け渡し、神に委ねなさいということでした。
And in the midst of that journey of seeking, the year 2021 started. And the theme for the fiscal year is thrive. More specifically, seeking God's vision, responding to Jesus' call,and taking a bold step of faith outward together with the Holy Spirit. But as we have taken this faith journey together as a church family, I have sensed God saying this to me, release yourself to me and entrust your life to me. Become fully dependent.
神様に人生を委ねる生き方とはどういうことでしょうか?頭で理解しようとすると非常に難しいですね。そういう時にはその逆を考えてみます。すべての主導権を自分が持つ生き方です。パッとに自立していてかっこよく思えますか？自分の思う通りに物事を動かしたいので、自分が王様です。身の回りの人や物をコントロールしようとします。自分の思う通りに動かしたいので、自分が頑張ります。自分は頑張ってるのに、思い通りにならないことがあると、人や神様のせいにしたりもします。
So what does that mean? What does it look like to entrust our lives completely to God and to become fully dependent on Him? It's actually difficult to wrap our minds around it, and maybe it's easier to understand by comparing the opposite.Of what a life entrusted to God is. A life where you take all the initiative and control for your life direction, which may seem cool and independent at first glance because you're the boss and you can do whatever, however, and whenever you want. In that kind of life, you try to control the people and the circumstances around you and find motivation to do your best becauseYou're doing what you want to do. It also allows you to blame God and blame other people when you're doing your best, but you don't get what you want.
私はこうしたいのに、助けてくれる人はいても、代わりにやってくれる人はいません。するとどうなるか。次第に疲れてくるんですね。失敗もたくさんします。
Increasingly frustrated, you exclaim, This is what I want to do. This is what I want for my life. And while others try to help, they can't do it for you. And then what happens? You eventually wear down, making more and more and more mistakes.
皆さんの前で告白します。私はこのような生き方をしてきました。
And I want to be very confessional in this moment with all of you and say that this is the kind of life that I have lived.
自分の力に頼りながら一生懸命頑張ります。 神様の力なんて信じないし頼りません。それで評価されてきたこともたくさんありました。しかし満たされるのはその一時だけで、常に疲れて魂は枯渇していくばかりでした。すぐにカラカラになってしまうので、また頑張ります。非常に苦しいですね。
I have done my best by relying on my own strength. I have failed to believe in or rely upon the power of God. I define my value and worth because of my effort and strength. However, that satisfaction lasted only momentarily, and it was overwhelmingly replaced by exhaustion and an emptiness within my soul. And I picked right back up and pushed harder.To do more and more, to be better, to distract myself from the painful realization that I am fully spent.
人間関係でも同じです。自分のことで精一杯で、相手を思いやることができなくなっていきます。大切にしていたものも失います。相手も自分も傷つけます。この生き方の場合、失敗の責任を負うのも自分です。非常に痛い。痛くて苦しくて、どんどん力を失っていきます。罪の力は非常に強いものです。どんどん引っ張られて、気づくと自分で太刀打ちできないところにまで落っこちて、簡単に光を失ってしまいました。
The same is true for my relationships. I've been so tied up with myself that I wasn't considerate of others.I've lost what I cherished most, and it has hurt both me and others. In this way of life, I am responsible for my own failure, and it hurts me very much. It's been painful, and I have become weak. I've become aware of how strong the power of sin really is, and how much I was pulled by that. But when I finally noticed it, I had already fallen into a place where I couldn't conquer myself and had...easily lost my sense of the light.
人が力を失ったとき、どうしたらよいか。助けを求めることですよね。神様に助けを求めたとき、神様は本当に憐れみ深いお方ですから、必ず助けに来てくださいます。だから皆さんも力を失ったときには、まず一番に神様を求めてください。とかっこよく言いたかったのですが、実際に私がどうだったかというと、何にもできませんでした。文字通り何にもです。祈ることはもちろん、誰かと会って話すことも、食べること、寝ること、起き上がることすら何にもできず、自分は価値のない人間だと思い込みます。見てみて。でした。お、完全に行く先を見失い、行くのも怖くなってきます。真っ暗闇です。
When we lose our strength, what should we do? Of course, ask for help. And when we ask God for help, God is incredibly merciful and sure to come to our aid. So everyone, when you have lost your strength, first of all, seek GodAt least I wanted to sound really cool saying that, but in reality I know and confess that I couldn't even do that myself. I literally couldn't do anything. I couldn't pray. I couldn't meet up with someone to talk through it. I couldn't eat, couldn't sleep, couldn't even get up out of bed. And I thought that I was totally worthless. I was miserable, lonely,felt completely lost and afraid to live utter darkness.
その時、アドベントの季節がやってきます。クリスマスに向けて心が整えられていく不思議な時間でした。その中で印象的なメッセージを聞きます。闇は闇で打ち消すことはできないというメッセージです。闇を打ち消すには何が必要か。光が必要です。光がなければ私たちは生きられないというんですね。 その通りだと思いました。
It was around that time that we entered the season of Advent. The timing was uncanny as I tried to prepare my heart for the coming celebration of Christmas. And then we heard a message. I heard a message preached that impacted me greatly. It went something like this. Darkness cannot be extinguished by darkness. What can extinguish the darkness? We need light. We need the light. We cannot live without light. It not only impacted me, but it also resonated within me as truth.
私がフラフラになりながら最も力をなくしているとき、周りで聞くのは救い主がお生まれになったとか、神はイエス様をお与えになったというメッセージばっかりだったんですね。まるでイエス様が私が助けに来たよって言ってくださっているようでした。
When I was floundering and at my weakest, the message I kept hearing over and over again was, The Savior is born. God gave us the greatest gift in Jesus. It was as if Jesus was leaning over and intimately saying this to me. I came to help you.
私たちの光はイエス様です。神様は大切な大切なイエス様を私たちのために地上に送ってくださいました。何のためか。私たちを助け、救うためですね。私は神様を心から感謝しました。
Jesus is our light. God gave his most precious, most beloved son, Jesus, sending him into our midst in this world. He came to help us and to save us.And I thanked God for that with my entire being.
神様に心から感謝しましたと申し上げましたが、正確に言うとせざるを得なかった。なぜなら私には力がなかったからです。頼るしかなかった。しかし、神様に心から感謝して、その大きな愛の中にとどまると、平安が与えられました。立ち上がることができるようになっていきます。
To speak more accurately, though, I had no choice but to accept it. I had nothing left, and I was completely empty. I had no choice but to fully depend on Him. But I can testify to you today that when I truly began to accept Him and thank God with my entire being, I began to dwell in the greatest love.That there is. And I was given peace within. And I was helped back up after falling so that I could stand again.
そんな私に一つの決断が迫られます。止まるという決断です。神様の平安の中にずっととどまりたいと思うようになります。毎日せわしなくギリギリで過ぎていく人生よりもっと神様と一緒に過ごす時間が欲しいと思いました。自分に力はないということももうすでに分かっています。私は仕事を手放すことにしました。何年も考えても決断するに至らなかったことをこの時にはきっぱりと決断することができました。冒頭でお伝えしたような慎重で臆病な私ではなく大胆で力強い私に神様が変えてくださいました。私はそれがとても嬉しかった。
So then I was faced with a decision that I had to make. The decision to stop. I wanted to dwell daily and fully in God's peace forever. I don't want to just barely make it, to just survive, but rather to live more fully.Joyfully in God's presence. I already know that I have no lasting power myself. So I decided to stop, to let go of my job. I was able to make that decision this time that I had been considering and struggling with for a few years, but never seemed to be able to actually do it. God is at work in me and changing me now. From being enslaved as overly cautious, timid, and fearful, like I mentioned at the beginning of this testimony, and is working in my heart to become bolder and to thrive. I'm so happy about that.
しかし、上司に仕事を辞めるという話をした後、やっぱり不安がやってきます。本当に良かったのかな？これは逃げただけなんじゃないかな？重い気持ちのまま自分の保育室に戻ります。
And I thought that that decision would immediately make me happier too. But then after talking with my boss, fear and anxiety quietly crept back in. And I began to wonder, have I made the right decision? Or was I simply giving up and running away?I returned to my classroom with a heavy feeling.
私が保育室に戻ると、子供たちが何かを見て叫んでいました。何かなと思って窓の外を見てみると、そこには大きな虹が出ていたんですね。綺麗なアーチ状のとっても大きな虹でした。しかも二重です。神様が大丈夫だよって言ってくれているようでした。もう涙もんですね。子供たちとは違う意味で感動を覚えていたわけです。この時、私の止まるという決断は、この大きな虹を見せてくれた神様に委ねるという決断に変わっていきました。
But the children in my classroom saw something and they shouted.And I wondered what it was, and I looked out the window. And there, right in front of me, was a great big rainbow. It was big. It was beautiful. And it was clear to see, with a very defined arch. In fact, when I looked closer, it was a double rainbow. And in that moment, I sensed God mercifully saying to me, It's going to be.Okay. And I realized that even though my response was a different response to the children, that my decision was not just to stop, but rather an even greater and more beautiful decision to faithfully and obediently entrust and release my life in dependence to the God who showed me this great big rainbow.
委ねるという決断はこのままでは正しくありません。正確には委ね続けるという決断です。委ねるということは一時のものではありません。すぐに揺らぎます。この年で仕事を辞める？もったいない。来月から仕事がありません。結婚もしていない。日本の中からは不思議がられます。自分でも
However, the decision to entrust by itself actually isn't quite right. What I mean is, the right decision is to be continuously entrusting. It's not a temporary or a one-time thing, a one-time decision, but it's a vulnerable decision that I honestly continue to wrestle with. It's the questions and the comments.About quitting a seemingly good and stable job at my age, and what a waste it is after all I've invested and learned. It's the reality that in just 2 short weeks I'm going to be jobless, and I'm not married. So, especially in Japan, it is viewed as strange. But even I feel confused myself because that's the system and the culture that I've grown up in.
しかし神様はそんな私のことをよくご存知ですから、私が約束を思い出せるように虹を見せ、一人で不安にならないように助けでもたくさん与えてくださいました。委ねるとはまさにプロセスで霊的葛藤を伴います。しかしここで大事なのは、誰に力があるかということです。世の中のすべてのものを養い育てているのは神様であること。私たちはまず自分である前に 神様の子供であること、神様は自分の大切な子供たちを今日も愛してくださっています。
However, God knows me best, and in His gracious love for me, He showed me that rainbow so that I could remember His promise and my commitment, and to give me help so that I wouldn't feel alone or anxious. And trusting is a promise that comes with spiritual struggle, but the most important thing to remember here is who has the power. Let's remember that it is God who nourishes and nurtures everything in the world, and that even more significant than being ourselves is being who God made and desires us to be. That is, we are made to be His children. God loves us, His precious children, and He lavishes us with that love every day.
今の時代、私たちはたくさんの傷や痛みの中で生きています。壊れて罪だらけで、文字通り必死です。しかし皆さんの中で、私のように毎日を頑張って頑張って疲れている方がいたら、そしてそれを自分の力で行っている方がいたとしたら、今日それを手放してみてください。いつもギリギリでただ苦しいだけの毎日には、さようならをしましょう。
In this day and age, we live with pain and with woundedness. We are broken and sinful and desperate. But if any of you listening today are having that same kind of experience as me, feeling hopeless with the exhaustion that's caused by endless overwork, and you're just trying to survive by your own power and strength, and for your own benefit, I encourage you, let go, release it. Let's say goodbye to a way of living, just miserably struggling and trying to survive.
すぐにできなくても大丈夫です。神様は必ず導いてくださいます。自分の今までのスタイルを壊すのは簡単なことじゃありませんね。何より怖いし悔しささえあるかもしれません。私は初めとても悔しかったんです。今までの努力や時間が無駄だったように思えて、素直に手放すなんてできませんでした。
It's okay if you can't do that right away. God will guide you. It's not easy to change and to allow yourself to be broken of the lifestyle that you've always known and tried to live. It may feel scary, and you may even have waves of regret or doubt. At the beginning, I felt disappointment and wrestled with thinking that it seemed like a waste of effort and all that I had accomplished, so I couldn't let go of it.
しかし神様はそのように来てしまっている私たちを咎めたり罰したりする代わりに、再び私たちが神様のもとに帰ってくることを望んでおられます。
But rather than blaming us or punishing us for choosing to live that way, God wants nothing more than for us to come back to Him and fully entrust our lives to Him.
確かに神様は私たちが自分の力に頼って生きていることをお喜びにはなりません。しかし私たちが神様を選び立ち返ることをひたすら忍耐して待ち望んでくださっています。私たちが神様に自分のすべてを委ねたとき、神様がまず一番最初におっしゃる言葉は、もっと早く委ねればよかったのにではなくて、よく戻ってきたねです。神様の力を信じずに自分の力に過信して背き続けてきた私たちに、両手を広げて、よく私を選んでくれた、私のもとに戻ってきてくれて嬉しい、私を頼ってくれて嬉しいと抱きしめてください。
Certainly God doesn't rejoice in us choosing to live by relying on our own strength. But God is patiently waiting for us to choose Him and to return to Him. And when we fully entrust ourselves completely to God, the first word that God doesn't say is, "You should have entrusted yourself to me earlier." But rather, He says, "I'm so glad you've come back to me." To those of us who have solely relied on our own power and our own strength, being overly confident in our ability, and have tried continually disobeyed without believing and trusting in God's power, God opens His arms and reaches out to pull us into His embrace, saying, "You have done so well to choose me. I am so, so glad that you have returned to me and that you have entrusted yourself to me."
私たちが信じる神様とはどんなお方でしょうか。恐ろしい裁き主ですか。人々に罰を与えて制裁する神ですか。確かに神様は時に苦難をお与えになります。しかし本当にそれが神様からのものなのか吟味しなければなりません。人は自分が蒔いたものを刈り取る必要があるからです。神様は正しいお方です。
What kind of God is the God in whom we believe? A terrifying and impetuously severe God? A God whose goal is to punish and put limits on people? No. While it is true that God certainly does allow some suffering and hardships in our lives, we must do the work of discerning by its purpose what comes from God and what doesn't. We must reflect on what we reap from what we've sown. But God is holy, righteous.
神様は罪深い私を許してくださいました。神様にその疑い、時に敵のように振る舞う私を許し、また愛してくださいました。篇の103篇にはこうあります。
God has forgiven me of my sinfulness, and though I have disobeyed God, doubted Him, and sometimes acted like an enemy, God forgave me, redeemed me, and loves me. And we find this expressed in Psalm 103.
主は憐れみ深く、情け深い、怒るのに遅く、恵み豊かである。主は絶えず争ってはおられない、いつまでも怒ってはおられない。私たちの罪に従って私たちは扱うことをせず、私たちの咎に従って私たちに報いることもしない。天が地上はるかに高いように、御恵みは主を恐れる者の上に大きい。
The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will He keep His anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth,So great is His steadfast love toward those who fear Him.
私たちの神様はこのようなお方です。情け深く、憐れみ深く、この世のすべてを作られた全知全能のお方です。この神様が私たちにすべての霊的祝福をもって祝福してくださっていると言ってくださいました。信じられないほどの恵みです。私が欲しかった光も愛も喜びも平安も、その他すべての必要なものをもうすでに与えてくださっているというのです。簡単に信じられないかもしれません。でも神様は私たちにこれを信じてほしいんです。
This is who our God is. Compassionate, merciful, gracious, all-knowing, all-powerful, who has created everything good in this world. This is the God of whom Paul says at the beginning of Ephesians, is the one who is blessing us with every spiritual blessing. It's His amazing grace. Grace so good, it's almost unbelievable. God, who has already given me everything I needed and wanted, including His love, light, joy, and peace. It may be not easy to believe it, but God surely wants us to choose to believe it.
神様からのこのとてつもないプレゼントを受け取りたいなら、今日私と皆さんと一緒にそれを信じて委ねましょう。その信仰が一歩を踏み出す力になってくれます。揺らぎそうになった時の支えになってくれます。大丈夫だっていう確信に変わります。たとえ時間がかかっても諦めないでください。私たちに対する神様の思いは変わらないからです。
If you want to receive God's most excellent gift, then I invite you today to join me and to join all of us in this church family to choose to believe and to entrust our lives fully to God. That faith will help us to take a step forward. That faith will be a support when we are unsure and struggling and will help us to have confidence that it will be okay. No matter how long it takes to choose this, let's not give up. Because the way that God feels about us and His desire to love us and save us never changes.
最後に今日の聖書箇所を思い出して終わりたいと思います。イザヤ書55章の8節から9節です。
Finally, I want to close by drawing our hearts back to the lection from today in Isaiah 55, verses 8 through 9.
私の思いはあなたの思いと異なり、私の道はあなた方の道と異なるからだ。主の御告げ、天が地よりも高いように、私の道はあなた方の道よりも高く、私の思いはあなた方の思いよりも高い。
The Eternal One says, My intentions are not always yours, and I do not go about things as you do. My thoughts and my ways are above and beyond you, just as heaven is far from your reach here on earth.
神様が私たち一人一人に与えている計画は災いの計画ではありません。将来と希望を与える平和の計画です。これは破られることのない約束です。だから安心して大胆に一緒に歩き出していきましょう。
God's plan for us is not to bring us harm, but rather to give us hope, peace, and a future where we can thrive. Just as it says in Jeremiah's prophecy, this is an unbreakable promise, a covenant of love. So let's find peace in that as we boldly move forward in our journey of faith together.
最後にお祈りして終わりたいと思います。
Let's begin the end with a prayer.
ご在天なる神様、今日この時、共にいてくださりありがとうございます。
God in heaven, I thank you so much for being with us in this moment today.
神様どうぞこの水戸教会を祝福してください。
We pray God that you would bless this church family here in 水戸。
神様あなたの御心にかない選ばれ愛され導かれここに集った私たちです。
We believe that by your will and by your grace that we have been chosen, we have been led and we have been saved by you and brought into your midst and into this family.
神様あなたはここに集う一人一人を、神を愛し人々を愛しまた世の光地の塩となるために作られました。
You have made each one of us here to be people who love you and love others to be salt of the earth and light of the world.
力なく痩せ細り、いつも喜びに飢えているものとしてはお作りになりませんでした。
You didn't make us to be people absent of joy and weak and helpless.
どうかあなたの御力を信じて、大胆に、喜びを持って生き生きと出ていくことができるように力づけてください。
But you have made us to seek you, to hunger for you and thirst for you, and to thrive as we live in your joy and in your presence and in your love. We pray that you would change us and help us to be that kind of people and to live that kind of life.
私の愛する家族のために祈ります。
I pray this for my beloved church family.
イエス様の名を通してお祈りいたします。
I pray this in the name of Jesus.
アメン。長らく、ありがとうございました。